Welcome to another episode of Resonate with Edgell and Davis. I'm Owen Edgell.
And I'm Davey Davis.
How you doing?
You alright?
Did I just say crack then?
You did.
This is going stronger each time.
This is really strong, man. Wow. Wow. How you doing?
Yeah. A little tired, but...
What are you putting that down to?
I'm putting it down. I'm going to blame the weather. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to blame the weather. It's up and down, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't know where you're coming or going.
Yeah. It's horrible. It really is. Good point. You're a good point.
But the key is, stay afloat. Don't let it get you. Don't let it get you. And you just get, if you need, if you're tired, get some more sleep. That's what I think. But it's trying to get the sleep.
That's the thought. I was going to say that. Why you can't sleep?
It's trying to get the sleep. Yes. Stop looking at your phones, but don't stop looking at YouTube, please.
Yeah. Right.
Today's the day, so what is it today?
Let's get started, as we say. All right, here is a question by the viewers, pause well with you. Thank you for joining us again. Here is a question for you, the viewers, you, D, and for me, right? And the question is, what do you stand for? What do you stand for? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you stand for? I'm not going to go into anything else. I'm just going to ask you that question as I've asked you. What do you stand for?
You just like dropping them, don't you?
I do indeed.
Yeah.
I like seeing your face.
I try to stand for a good person, a good human being, a strong man, which is a dependent to my children, my wife, my clients. And I like to be honourable enough to be able to say I stand by that as an individual. It's kind of what I stand for. You're probably going to go into a lot deeper, but when you ask me that particular question, that's where I'm focusing.
And what about you out there? What do you stand for? Has anybody ever asked you that question before?
Okay. No.
As I've asked you.
No.
As I've asked you.
I'm trying to kind of even think of like past interviews or...
Right.
But that, it's like, who are you?
Right.
What do you do? But what do you stand for?
Right. Because there is a school of thought, D and everyone. If we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything or anyone.
Okay.
Right. Couple of examples. If back in the day, if I'd have stood for something, I wouldn't have got myself in a pickle in a business arrangement. If I'd have stood for something, I don't believe that I would have got married.
Okay.
So that strap line. If we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything or anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Could be put in three categories: business, platonic, or romantic.
Yeah.
So if you go into business, say for example, and you've not got a stand, so your stand could be authenticity. I'm authentic, somebody says. I want this person who I'm doing this business transaction with to be authentic. If you've not got that stand, you're not going to know whether they are authentic, and then 3 months down the line, you find out that they're not, and something comes crashing down. Or, in a romantic situation, somebody might say, I want somebody who's sincere. I want somebody who works on themselves in order to see what they're going through in terms of their emotions, right? If an individual hasn't got that stand, in when they meet that person, as we said on a previous podcast, what we're going to do, we're going to find ourselves in terms of that individual spewing out all their issues onto us and calling it love. So that's not going to be a right transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, in my experience, if we don't have a stand, we're going to get in trouble. And the vast majority of people in this society, in this sick society that I call, don't understand that it's absolutely 100% imperative that they have a stand, because everyone can give out examples, I certainly can, give out examples of when we weren't quite switched on, mm-hmm. in the sense that we didn't have a stand in terms of why am I going into this situation? What am I going to get from this situation? What would I put up with from this situation? We just go into it blindly, and then it's only when something happens we think, it's all gone wrong. How did it go wrong? Why did it go wrong? And in most cases, I believe it went wrong because we didn't have a stand. We didn't stand for anything.
So where do you kind of get the knowledge in expressing the fact that to yourself that you should understand what you stand for? Because the question that you asked me, and I spewed out my answer.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer.
Yeah. Well, is there a right or is there a wrong answer? And that's, I suppose, there can't be, because if that's how what you feel, as long as you have an answer.
Right.
If you'd have asked me the question and I'd gone blank completely 5 minutes later,
which most people do.
I'm still.
Which most people do, Dee, yeah, which okay. I did at the time.
Okay.
And that's because I didn't have a stand.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most people will go blank on that. Yeah. You viewers, you can let us know. Most people will go blank.
The question I'm asking is, how do you get to that point where you asking yourself the question to be able to give yourself the answer? Do you have to go through a series of mistakes? Do you have to go through a series of mishaps? Do you have to go through a series of bad relationships, bad business deals, unable to kind of keep friends or, you know, work with colleagues?
Right.
All of those things, yeah. Which we all do on a regular basis, because it's daily,
right.
Part of our lives. We have to go through all of those mistakes before we learn? Or is that something you can pick up and read about? Is that something you can listen to a podcast about? Is that, how do you kind of go through that?
I think first and foremost, and I go back to it, and I was having a conversation around this kind of concept yesterday, not specifically, but around it, where I was saying, could you imagine all of us being raised in an environment from the time, I'd say, from 11, right the way until we're 16, 17, we're given specific information of what life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So what life is all about in terms of relationships, what life is all about in terms of our emotions. So in that, people might call it a utopian state, but I believe it's possible. In that situation where that child is now 16, 17, they're going out around this world and they're switched on emotionally. So they've got that stand already, because they know right from wrong. They know where to go to or not what to get into. So they're pretty much switched on. They've got a stand. And then that stand goes into something that they call a personal bill of rights. We've all got a personal bill of rights. We've all heard of the term bill of rights.
Yeah.
But we've all got a personal bill of rights where we don't accept anything which is going to be the detriment to our mental health, physical health or spiritual health. But not many people know that. So the fact that we're talking about it now, hopefully people can
resonate
with it and therefore start to think about it. Do you know what? Yeah, I've not got a stand. Because before I got this information, I never had a stand. As I mentioned, I made mistakes in business, romantic mistakes, all kind of mistakes where if I'd have had that information, this information now to say, what do you stand for, Erwin? What do you stand for, Dee?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean by that? And then somebody goes into it and explains it. Ah, right, okay, now I understand. But because we live in this sick society, in my opinion, Dee, which gets us to focus on everything else apart from emotional stuff, right? More often than not, we make mistakes when we really shouldn't have made them mistakes. Now, I get how you're going to know something unless you learn about something, unless you make a mistake, how you're going to learn from it. But I'm thinking, if an individual has been given that information and they make that mistake, they can say, do you know what? I knew about this because somebody told me about it. As opposed to most people make a mistake, well, I never knew anything about it.
Yeah.
And then from that, nobody's saying, all right then, now that you've got this information, use it as your stand.
I think personally, you've got to be an astute and mature character to get all of that. Because it's deep-seated, and I know you're saying you can be nurtured from a young age.
Mm.
A mum, a dad, within the school curriculum, whatever it may be, can be teaching children from a young age.
Right.
But children are children. And I think I'm only taking a child as an individual because you made that statement.
Right.
So at the age of 16, you should be much wiser. But then you're still a child. Your brain is still learning.
Yes.
So as much as you might be being taught all of those things in relation to what you stand for, and a lot of children can grow up and go, for instance, Lewis Hamilton, as an example, he always, from the age of six, he stood for being a world champion.
Right.
Okay? Michael Jordan, from a young age.
Where did they get that information from, though, dude? That's the thing. How did those individuals get that level of awareness to think, this is what I need to do? Without, somebody must have put that information.
Without, because I don't know any of those individuals, so all I can say is, you're right, you're saying somebody's put that into them.
There you go.
Someone's had that thought of mind. But it's only a small amount of individuals at a young age that will take that on board and take it through their childhood. Take it through to the point they become an adult. Take it through to the point where they have become a world-beating champion, basketball player, or racing car driver.
Right.
So the facts are, the majority of children, you can still teach them that, but because we all think differently, we're all, I think, designed differently, in the sense that we develop at different levels.
Right.
So as long as you're taking that on board as a child, and you're teaching the child, whether that's through the curriculum or parenthood, as long as you're teaching that child, at some point, they'll absorb it and go, I really don't care, I'm still going to mess up, and still mess, and still completely mess about with life, still get into trouble, still, because it's just adolescence.
Right.
That's got to be normal. So they have to accept that that will happen. You have to accept that will happen. But when you get to a mature stage in your life, that's the point where you shouldn't be making those same mistakes.
But when you get to
at 16, you're going to make mistakes.
Right, yes, you're right. But what I'm trying to say is, yes, you're right. When you're at that age, you take things in and you discard them.
Because
you're growing up.
Yeah.
But I'm talking just about fundamentals. Okay. Just about basics. Mm-hmm. Just about basics, that's it.
I just didn't want our viewers to kind of get confused.
Right, okay. Well, that's for them to make that interpretation.
Well, yeah.
Right? But what I'm saying is, if you look at, in some cultures, in a lot of cultures, you've got parents who can speak Spanish, parents who can speak Polish.
Whatever, yeah.
Have children, and from a young age, those children are speaking Spanish, are speaking Polish, or whatever the language is. And people are amazed and thinking, how can such a young child be now speaking two or three languages? So it's possible for information to go in at a young age. What I'm saying is, if an individual is having a conversation, I'm not talking about sit down, you must listen to this. I'm just talking about off-the-cuff conversations. Mum, this is what's happened to me, you know what I mean? Such and such a body's fallen out with me, right? And you're just having a conversation like that, as in, well, this is what life is all about, that kind of thing. And that information is sinking in slowly but surely. By the time they get to that 16, 17 age, and they come across those types of situations, and now they're getting older, I'm not saying that they're going to act on them, But what they are going to do is say, oh yeah, I remember my mum said that, or my dad said that, or my uncle said that, or whoever said that. And then they can build on that. Whereas if you get to 17, 18, 19, and now you're making these mistakes, and you're looking around and nobody's there to say, this is why this happened, this is why that happened, then you go into 20, 25, 30, you walk down the aisle and you're thinking, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Or you're getting into business with somebody and you're thinking something's not quite right. Mm-hmm. Primarily because no one, when you looked around, said, this is why, it's because you haven't got a stand. It's because you haven't got a stand. There's nothing wrong with you. You've made a mistake, fair enough. But primarily it's because you don't stand for anything. And that's why you've fallen for all these situations.
Yeah.
That's the part where I'm coming from.
Okay. Yeah, listen, I've been there as well. I've been there where you, for the age of 18, 19, got married at 19.
Right.
19.
Good for you. Oh, not good for you.
Good for me, because I've got two beautiful children.
Right.
Amazing children. But had I have had that conversation, it would have been, you're too young. You need to make a smaller mistake before you make this.
If
you call it a mistake.
Right.
But it's happened. That was, whatever, I have to say, you are, there's a path in life that you take, okay? There's a variety of different paths. And I think they kind of end up, at some point, crossing back over. It's like the film Sliding Doors, if you've ever seen it, Gwyneth Paltrow. Sliding Doors, great film. But it starts off on one side of life, starts off on another side of life, and it's completely two separate, different lives, but it comes to the path at the end where everything kind of works out the way it should do.
Right.
So it's probably a path that I took. Is it wrong or is it right? I don't know. It was a path that was given to me
right.
in my life.
Yeah.
Did I learn from it? Was it a mistake? I wouldn't say it was a mistake. I would say I learned a lesson from it, and that lesson would be passed down to my sons, my daughter, or my grandchildren, or my friend, all of those mistakes that I've done, whatever I've done in life, you're able to pass that down. And I think sometimes it's okay having that information, what we've just discussed, it's okay saying, I need to know what I'm about.
What I stand for.
Yes, you do. But at the same time, there comes a point where whatever you stand for, you might go down the complete wrong path.
Yeah, of course, it might change. It probably will change.
And sometimes you can only learn from making those mistakes, what you perceive as mistakes, but they are really just that path of life that you're going down. But you can't keep going down it. Because at the end of it, where you're supposed to cross over, where everything is in a satisfied state, you're at peace with yourself, you're at peace with the people around you, it won't come to that. You'll never get there. So sometimes, and we're not saying don't make those mistakes, are we? We're not saying if you don't know who you are today, but you must try and find out who you are and what you're about.
Correct.
Well, then you only owe it to yourself to be able to do that.
Correct.
Or else you'll never get to that satisfied state at the end of, I'm not saying at the end of life, but comes to a part of life where everything is just, you just feel happy, content, and at peace. Because if you don't know.
Right. But this, you're right. This is the point I'm trying to make. You speak to any person that you see, and you ask them that question, what do you stand for? They'll probably look at you like you've got a cat in your head. What were you talking about? Stand. But yet, those same people have made mistakes, good mistakes, or not good mistakes, they've made mistakes, they've made choices that have been really good and beneficial.
Wrong choices, right? Yeah.
But at the same time, those same people have never been given any information in terms of you need to try and work it out, not try and work a stand in terms of where you stand in this world. Where do you stand? You know, what are your views on whatever your views are? Is that you? Is that your stand? Or is it just because your friend said that and you're just going along with it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But somewhere along the line, you disagree with it.
Right.
But you're either scared to kind of make the choice for yourself.
Right.
Because you know what your choices are.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So then you're in no man's land or no woman's land.
So it's kind of being a follower.
Yeah.
Rather than knowing who you are
and
what you stand for.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything or anyone.
It's a question which... Because you asked me, and I did pause for a little while, but because I kind of know, I gave you the answer that I gave you,
right.
Because I kind of know myself, right. I know what I want, know what I'm all about, basically.
Right. Yeah.
But some, as you say, some people find that very, very difficult as a question, and may not have been able to kind of give any answer.
No. No.
But it's not, as I say, there's no wrong answer. It's how you feel.
It's how you feel.
There's no book that's going to say this is how you should feel.
No.
But the knowledge has come from people that have nurtured you.
Right.
And all your people
that... Or the lack of knowledge.
All people that you followed, or the lack of knowledge. And what you're going to do is go through the experiences to gain that knowledge.
If you've got the awareness to do it, because as you mentioned about going down that road, if somebody's going down a road where every road that they've turned, or every turning that they've made, it's been a dead end, and to the point where they just become defeated, and think, do you know what, I've had enough, I'm not doing any more. Because every time I try and do something, I keep hitting the brick wall, I keep getting into a situation where it's not conducive for me, so this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's nobody saying to that person, that's because you've not been shown or you've not been told about the words, what do you stand for? Who are you? What are you going to put up with? What are you not going to put up with? Because you've got the power to do it.
Yeah.
So, to bring this thing down for a landing, Pete and everyone, I think it's something that we all should ponder. Whether we're our age now, or whether we're at a younger age, or we've got children and giving that information to our children, if we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything or anyone.
I get you. There you go.
That's it from me. You need to say a few words, as usual.
Yeah, as always, please like, share, subscribe, and make comments. The key is we want to interact with you, so make as many comments as you can, and we can obviously come back to you with that. And also, I'd like to add, as I did before, if for someone you haven't spoken to, a loved one, a friend for a long time, pick up the phone, give them a ring, send them a text. Yeah? You're going to feel better for it. If for someone that you truly, truly love, please, 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 again, let them know, I love you. Don't just say, love you, say, I love you. And most important in all of those things, take a look at yourself every day in the mirror and say, I love me. So for me, it's a goodbye.
It's bye for me.